KSRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities arrested 25 people for trespassing at the University of Virginia on Saturday.
Police made the arrests after clashing with pro-Palestinian protesters who refused to remove their tents from the campus. Video from local station WVAW-TV show officers with heavy gear and shields lined up on the UVA campus in Charlottesville. Protesters chanted, "Free Palestine." The arrests come amid tense and violent weeks on college campuses nationwide, sparked by the Israel-Hamas war.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, the protesters around the country, Michigan and a few other places, also seeing activity on that front. Meanwhile, President Biden raised eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, the White House.
At the United Methodist Church's General Conference this week, delegates repealed their church's longstanding ban on the celebrations of same-sex marriages or unions by its clergy. They also overwhelmingly voted to repeal a 52-year-old declaration that the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching, and they also repealed the denomination's ban on LGBTQ clergy. National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center said there were at least 300 tornadoes in April, making it the second highest month on record. The average is just over 180. This is SRN News. 2024 election might be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes following accusations by liberals that congregations are getting a, quote, free ride under current law. Christianity is on the wane in New Zealand, just over 50% of residents defining themselves as followers of no particular religion. This is SRN News. A bowling alley at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Maine has reopened.
After 6 months, patrons in Lewiston, Maine returned for the reopening of a bowling alley where a gunman killed 8 people in October.
Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3!
There is now bright paint, new floors, scenic images, and messages of resilience. Co-owner Samantha Giray.
I think that if we just, like, don't move forward, then there's... not that there was a point to this whole thing anyways, but that we're just going to allow the people that have taken so much from us, like, win.
Lewiston's mayor says the reopening is the town's way of standing back up again. I'm Norman Hall.
The health insurer Aetna's agreed to sell a lawsuit over whether its fertility treatment coverage discriminates against LGBTQ plus patients. A federal judge still must approve the deal. More details at srnnews.com.